Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 59. Tonight, clear with a low of 36. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 26-year-old Brody I. Merbarger appeared in Wayne County Circuit Court this morning. His attorney, Christian J. Barrill, asked to continue the motion hearing on a change of location for his trial, which had been the purpose for today's meeting. Hearing no objection from Assistant Attorney General Myra Yell Clark or State's Attorney Kevin Kakak, Judge Michael Molt continued the hearing to July 12th at 10 a.m. Barrill said the defense was in the process of gathering evidence in support of its motion for a change of venue, but it was having technical difficulties converting it to the proper format. A pretrial conference set for July 19th was vacated, and any business needing attention will be discussed on the 12th. Merbarger remains in the Wayne County Jail on 3 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of home invasion, and 1 count of concealment of a homicidal death in connection to the death of Megan Nichols. The Edwards County Courthouse was cleared and evacuated around 9 o'clock this morning. The courthouse was closed, and anyone with business there was asked to return at a later time. Several police officers were on site, but reports indicated no one was in danger. More news next.
Did you know Frontier Community College now offers a medical lab technician degree? This new program prepares you for the booming health sciences industry. Our classes meet in person twice a week in our new state-of-the-art MLT lab. With this hybrid format, you can get a new degree around your busy schedule. If you would like more information, call Frontier Community College at 618-842-3711 today.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, in celebration of National Volunteer Week, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honored volunteers for their service at its annual Volunteer Recognition and Awards Luncheon on Friday. FMH Auxiliary volunteers donated over 4,084 hours of time in 2021, and volunteer coordinator Shauna Williams presented pins and bars in recognition of volunteer hours following the dinner. Pat Kenshelo has accumulated 11,500 hours, Don Brake 4,000, Doris Hess, Anita Newcomb, and Marlene Rogers, 3,500, Charlene Carter, 2,500, Lorna Norton and Denise Bean, 1,500, Barbara Medler, 1,000, Joanne Sons, Cindy Sager, and Mike Knight, 500, and Joyce Cottle and Shirley Miller, 100 hours. CEO Catherine Bunting Williams said the hospital is fortunate to have such a remarkable group of volunteers who selflessly give their time to patients and the organization. Nina Legg with Leg Up Productions has started a benefit fund for Wayne County teenager Casey Kinsolving, who was severely burned earlier this month in a freak accident. People can donate to the fund at FNB branches in Fairfield, Wayne City, and Grayville, and people can donate cash or checks or donate directly from an account. Kinsolving is in the hospital in St. Louis, and money raised will help with hospital expenses, as well as gas, lodging, and food costs. Flora police arrested 2 Wayne County residents last week. 55-year-old Reinerd resident Robert A. Butler was charged with possession of cannabis by a driver following a traffic stop, and he was released with a notice to appear. 43-year-old Sisney resident Charles A. McCleary was wanted on Wayne and Clay County warrants, and he was released after posting bond. 2 people were killed in a Friday afternoon motorcycle crash in Steelville, according to Illinois State Police. 34-year-old DuCoin resident Nicholas T. Cook was eastbound in a pickup truck and crossed westbound lanes for unknown reasons, striking a motorcycle at an adjoining road at an intersection. The motorcycle driver, 26-year-old Chester resident Dakota Morrison, was pronounced deceased at the scene, and a passenger with Morrison, 31-year-old Steelville resident Diane M. Gilmer, was taken by ambulance to an area hospital, where she died from her injuries. Cook was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. State police remind people to keep an eye out for motorcycles, especially as the seasons shift to warmer weather. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the results of an occupant restraint enforcement patrol held in White County this month. Troopers reported 21 total citations, including 18 safety belt citations and 13 written warnings. The patrol provided extra coverage for ISP to focus on saving lives by making sure all vehicle occupants were buckled up. State police say most motorists know safety belts save lives, but some ignore their safety and that of others by neglecting to use them. Lives can be saved if people simply buckle up. The project is funded through IDOT. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education met last night and voted to employ Josh Kissen as Center Street principal. Kissen currently teaches 6th grade math at Red Hill. He will take over at Center Street effective July 1st, and current principal April Smith will move to principal at Northside. Current Northside principal Christina Gardner was previously hired as the district superintendent to replace interim superintendent Diana Zerlini. In other personnel action, the board accepted the resignations of Ashley DeVoy as bookkeeper, Danica Craddock and Tyler McKittrick as teachers, and Eric Gruen and Scott Foster as 7th grade basketball coaches. It rehired Grace Bora as a long-term substitute for May and employed Aaron Steffen as a social worker, Rhonda Buchanan as interim bookkeeper, and Doug McMean as janitor. Gardner and Buchanan were also approved as IMRF-authorized agents. In other action, the board approved the purchase of transportation software to help with bus routes, passed the Consolidated District Grant application, approved the reduction of restraint and timeout committee, and purchased a Kubota tractor for mowing and snow removal from Carter Turf and Tractor for $21,200. It also approved the FY23 food service contract with Sodexo and interagency food service contracts with Jeff, St. Joe, Olney, and Clay City Schools. Superintendent Zerlini said the district was overall in the black by about $300,000, and she said new playground equipment had been ordered. It will be installed this summer with help from the high school football team. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6. It's anticipated to approve the closure of the alley west of McDonald's between Main and Delaware Streets. The business says it needs the closure to facilitate construction of its new building, which is anticipated to begin in the next few weeks. Aldermen are scheduled to vote on the appointments of Dave Land, Kayla Warren, and Diane Robinson to 3-year terms on the library board, and Mayor Mike Dreith says he will also put Jenny Farmer forward as a potential appointment to the zoning board.
Jenny currently works at Carnaby Square. She has 40 years as a lender, also involved in retail operations, and an HR manager during her time living elsewhere when she was in Nacomas and Mount Zion, Warrensburg. She also lived in Normal and Springfield, really quite a bit of a tour of the state of Illinois. She's very impressive, and I think she'll make a good zoning board member. So I'm appointing her, hoping to get the perfunctory votes from the city council.
Appearing on the Community Connection, he says each individual needs a majority vote to be appointed. The council is then set to discuss an ordinance lowering the video gaming terminal fees for fraternal and licensed veterans establishments. The mayor says the fees went up recently, as allowed by the state.
We were allowed the opportunity to expand how much comes to the city in the way of fees when machines are put into businesses and fraternal organizations, service organizations like the Elks and the VFW and the Legion. So the city council took a shot at that, and they raised those fees to $250 annually per machine. There was pushback from the service organizations, with them saying so much of our money that we raise, we put back into the community. So it's a little bit different than, say, Huck's, which is a proprietary business. This is inspired by members of the city council who want to take a new look at this and possibly lower that $250 per machine. So that's what will be the discussion and the potential decision.
The council is also anticipated to approve interfund transfers and pay increases and benefits for non-union employees. In other business around Fairfield, Mayor Dreith says the Renew Fairfield event this past Saturday went relatively well, but it could have gone better. He says prom cut into school participation, and not everything went as originally planned, as the home painting project was pushed back. The FNB paper shred event netted over a ton of paper, and bulk items filled the available space at the street and bridge department. The day did see available space issues in the electronic waste recycling run by the health department, per the mayor.
The health department, to their credit, said, we'll do the electronic part of this. They volunteered their time. They brought a semi in, which was capable of taking 9 tons of electronic. The last time they did this, they had 2 semis, and they didn't fill the second one. Okay, so they thought, okay, we're just going to get 1 semi. There was a line back to McDonald's at 8 o'clock. There were people got there at 7:30. There were people with trailers with 8 and 9 flat screens from outside of the county. So this thing was destined to be a problem from the onset.
He says he's hoping to find another date for another e-waste event soon with additional capacity.
Here's the best I can do. I'm reaching out to the county to see if they want to partner with us. And we're going to find another date, and we're going to bring a couple semis in. And we might charge people $5 or $10 to offset the cost of those semis. There were people that dumped their TV sets around the corner by the floral hall. It was ugly. And if that means people want to be angry with me, they can be. They shouldn't be angry at the health department. The health department was trying to help out. So we're going to reload that as well. And try to take care of the supply and demand.
The painting project is also scheduled to take place later this year. The villages of Springerton, Mill Shoals, and Burnt Prairie will have their water lines flushed in the coming days. Work is scheduled to begin today and to take about 3 weeks, though there's no set schedule for when each village will be affected. People in the affected areas could experience discolored water and pressure fluctuations. The IDPH reported 2 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne and Clay counties since Friday afternoon. Marion County added 6 cases, Jefferson and Wabash counties 3, and Richland and Lawrence counties 1. Edwards and White counties held steady on the state website, and Hamilton County had its total decrease. As a state, Illinois announced 8,155 new cases and 13 additional deaths. Governor J.B. Pritzker is touting the state's 3rd credit rating upgrade in 2 decades. Kim Howard reports.
After years of bottom-of-the-barrel bond ratings, Moody's Investor Service is bumping up Illinois again. Moody's cites solid tax revenue growth, paying off the bill backlog, and increasing pension contributions. This is good news, says the governor.
Because we've eliminated the $17 billion in unpaid bill backlog, and we're paying bills within 15 days of receipt. Because we've reduced our net pension liabilities by $15 billion by responsibly managing our investments, by offering a pension buyout program, a credit upgrade means Illinois will likely pay a lower interest rate, saving taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars in the coming years.
Governor Pritzker says there is more work to be done, but that the state is steadily climbing out of its fiscal hole. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.99 a pound. Roma or slicing tomatoes, 99 cents per pound. Fresh cabbage, 59 cents a pound, or fresh asparagus, $2.99 a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main. Currently in Fairfield, it's 48 degrees. Time now for the stock market report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 33,590, down 459 points. The NASDAQ is at 12,678, down 326 and 3/4, and dropping fast. The current price of crude oil is $91.54 per barrel. That's up 4 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old Fairfield resident Jack L. Beck died on Sunday. Jack Beck is survived by his wife Gaylene, children Ron, Kevin, Robin, Jackie, and Sarah, 12 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, siblings Jim, Julius, Johnny, Olive, Frida, Helen, Becky, Leela, Christina, and April, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services will be Thursday at 11 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be Wednesday from 5 to 7, and burial with military rites will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 102-year-old Inez G. Williams died on Saturday. Inez Williams is survived by one cousin. Services will be Saturday at 1 at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in St. John's Cemetery. 64-year-old Fairfield resident Melva Kenchelo died on April 17th. Melva Kenchelo is survived by sisters Shirley and Martha, several nephews, and one niece. Services will be Sunday at 2 at Northside Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 1 to service time. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is assisting the family. 42-year-old Louisville resident Nicole Amber Lewis died on Thursday. Nicole Lewis is survived by siblings Jared and Natalie, several nieces and nephews, and one uncle. Services will be at a later date. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Carmi resident Charles Eugene Usury died on Saturday. Services will be Wednesday at 11 at Campbell Funeral Home. Visitation will be today from 5 to 8, and burial with military honors will be in Melrose Cemetery. 77-year-old Fairfield resident Charles William Jones died on Thursday. Services will be today at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, and burial with military rites will be in Brown Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
DQ presents the sound of an all-star summer lineup. Leading off, the promising rookie, new Oreo Dirt Pie. On deck, the fan favorite Girl Scout Thin Mints. Summer standouts, drumstick with peanuts and cotton candy. And batting cleanup, it's you. With your red spoon and six summer blizzard flavors, official treat of MLB. All part of the new DQ All-Star Summer Blizzard lineup. DQ, happy tastes good.
It's time for a Tuesday check of sports. Cardinals gave up 5 runs in the 9th inning last night and fell to the Mets 5-2 for their second loss in a row. Giovanni Gallegos was tagged with 4 of the runs and took the loss. Elsewhere, Blue Jays over the Red Sox 6-2. Rangers beat the Astros 6-2. Angels blank the Guardians 3-0. Giants 4, Brewers 2. Phillies over the Rockies 8-2. And the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 4-0. In the NHL last night, Blackhawks beat the Flyers 3-1. Celtics are moving on to the second round of the NBA playoffs after completing a sweep of the Nets with a 116-112 win last night. The Raptors beat the 76ers 103-88 and now trail that series 3-2. The Mavericks, meanwhile, are one win away from the second round after taking a 3-2 series lead over the Jazz with a 102-77 win last night. Ja Morant has added some hardware to his trophy case. The NBA announced Monday that the Grizzlies guard was named the league's most improved player. Morant became the first player in NBA history to win both the Rookie of the Year award and Most Improved. He's also the first Grizzlies player to ever win the award. He beat out Spurs guard Dejounte Murray and Cavaliers guard Darius Garland. The Virginia Attorney General's office has opened an investigation into allegations that the Washington Commanders engaged in financial improprieties. The investigation will be led by Stephen Pops, Deputy Attorney General for the Civil Division. Former Washington employee Jason Friedman has accused the team of withholding security deposits from season ticket holders or making them hard to obtain and of keeping two accounting books. Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer has filed a defamation lawsuit against the woman who accused him of assaulting her last year during two sexual encounters at his home in Pasadena. The lawsuit names the woman and her attorney as defendants and accuses them of defaming him by making false statements about what happened between Bauer and the woman last year. The lawsuit seeks general and punitive damages and amounts to be established at trial. Bauer has been on paid administrative leave since July 2nd. Here's the schedule for today in high school baseball. FCHS is at home against Hamilton County. Sisney hosts Wayne City Weber, and Edwards County plays at home against Carmi-White County. In high school softball, FCHS hosts Hamilton County, and Edwards County is at home against Carmi-White County. High school tennis, FCHS is at Salem. In high school track and field, the FCHS girls run at the DuQuoin Invitational. College baseball today, Frontier hosts John A. Logan College. Cardinals host the Mets in Major League Baseball tonight. Our coverage of the game begins at 5:50 p.m. on WOKZ 105.9. Elsewhere, Cubs at the Braves, White Sox at home against the Royals, Mariners at the Rays, Orioles at the Yankees, Red Sox at the Blue Jays, Tigers at the Twins, Astros at the Rangers, Guardians at the Angels, Brewers at the Pirates, Padres at the Reds, Rockies at the Phillies, Marlins at the Nationals, Dodgers at the Diamondbacks, and the A's at the Giants. In the NBA playoffs, the Hawks visit the Heat for Game 5, looking to avoid elimination. The Grizzlies host the Timberwolves in Game 5, and the Pelicans and Suns meet for the fifth game of their series in Phoenix. NHL action tonight, Blues at the Avalanche, Panthers at the Bruins, Devils at the Senators, Blue Jackets at the Lightning, Hurricanes at the Rangers, Oilers at the Penguins, Islanders at the Capitals, Red Wings at the Maple Leafs, Flames at the Predators, Coyotes at the Wild, Golden Knights at the Stars, Kraken at the Canucks, and the Ducks at the Sharks. That is a Tuesday check of sports.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today will be sunny with a high near 59. Overnight tonight, areas of frost after 3 a.m., otherwise clear with a low near 36. Tomorrow shows areas of frost in the morning, sunny with a high near 66, and overnight partly cloudy with a low near 45. And Thursday shows a slight chance of rain with highs near 67.